4. They spent the remainder of Monday in finding a way to get to Palmyra the next morning. They did not want the company of a guide for the entire day. Buses needed reservations a day in advance, and the possibility of service taxis sounded doubtful. Eventually, they concluded their research by arranging, through the hotel, a one-way trans-tour car with driver, an overnight at a hotel in Tadmor, and a reservation for a similar car to return them to Damascus in the morning. And since the next day would be Tuesday, there was a note handed to them at the desk from the embassy, inviting them to discuss pertinent matters Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. "I wonder what they'd tell us," mused Mrs. Polifax, tearing up the note. "I shall retire early with my broken camera and guidebook and catch up on sleep. You can carouse if you'd like," she kindly told Farrell.
"Carouse?" he said with amusement. "My dear Duchess, having inched past the age of 40 and following a 14-hour flight, I have to confess sleep has enormous appeal to me, too."
Their driver the next morning was an affable young man named Khalid. He spoke English, and much French, too, he announced with a flashing smile, and he had been trained for guiding tour groups.
"But not many Americans yet," he added regretfully. "They say bad things about us that make us very sad. So far, only 3 American groups for me over the summer."
Having divested himself of this, he began to fling cheerful comments over his shoulder as they started their drive to Palmyra, while Farrell glanced behind to see if they were being followed.
"Bladashem,"
he said, was the Arab name for Syria, and once Damascus was a famous and beautiful oasis.
"Very green," he assured them. "Very green and sweet in a country so much desert. And please," he said, "if you wish a picture with camera any time, I will stop."
"Unfortunately," Mrs. Polifax told him, "my camera broke in Damascus. No more pictures."
"Broke is broken?"
he said in horror, as if a tourist without a camera was unthinkable.
"In Tadmor there are conic shops."
He briefly turned his head to give them a happy smile.
"With your permission, we stop there. There may be a fresh camera for you."
"Gray car," said Farrell, having just glanced back at the road behind them.
"Up to you, Duchess."
"If we could. Cyrus knows so much more history than I do that I know he'd appreciate."